What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. I'm Aditya. I'm here with AJ and Andrew. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about what camping actually is. We're going to be using some of our personal definitions, as well as maybe the good old dictionary.
In case you forgot, we upload two episodes a week, Sunday and Wednesday. So make sure you mark those on your calendars.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast. And if you're feeling generous, you have the option to support us every month. The link is in our bio. And don't forget to subscribe or follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor.
Oxford's definition of camping is the activity of spending a vacation living in a camp, tent, or camper.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's about as basic as a definition goes. There's no personal anecdote for camping, and I think camping is such a personal experience as well as an experience that you spend with so many amazing people around you. So what we wanted to do on this podcast is kind of jump, or on this episode, is jump into what we see as camping and what comes to mind when we hear camping. So, Andrew, I'm going to start with you. Okay. What do you like to see in camping trips? What first comes to mind when you hear camping?
I think of a campfire, you know, and chairs around it, and yeah, just chilling around a fire. That's what I think of camping is.
Okay. AJ, what about you? Care to expand?
I think it's hard to really define camping in a way that encapsulates every single aspect of it. It's probably like impossible, because for me, camping isn't like, it's all the experiences you've had. Right. It's going to this camp, going to that other place, and it's that experience. That is what camping is for me. And you can't explain that or describe it, really.
No, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think when I first hear the word camping, we went on a trip, Hale Reservation. It was, we had a big bonfire. We had all the leaders, all the kids of all ages. There was no worrying about age or role in the troop or anything like that. And we were all sitting around and we were just singing the strangest of campfire songs. None of us were in tune. Nothing was actually, nothing sounded pleasant, but it was one of the most memorable and one of the most fun nights I've had camping, or maybe even in my life.
You said there camping a fire and you found that memorable. You see, camping's always about the campfire. I mean, at least for me, I don't,
yeah,
there might be other instances where not.
No, I mean, I like that AJ brought in the dictionary definition of camping, and I think that's a definition that you can use for a school project or for an assignment, or if you're new to camping. But over time, just like we mentioned in our last episode, and if you haven't watched that, go check it out, or if you haven't listened to it, but as we mentioned in our last episode, camping is going to constantly change as you have more experience. And in the same way, your definition of camping is going to change. I know for my first camping trip, it was just like, okay, I have a bunch of gear, I have a bunch of clothes, and I just have to survive the weekend. that was my idea. It's just, okay, can I survive the weekend? Now I go into camping trips with less clothes because I know how to pack more efficiently, and better gear, but also I go into camping trips with the idea that I'm going to be around some of my best friends. I'm going to have so much fun. We're going to play new games, learn new skills, or just spend the weekend together, disconnected, eating semi-mediocre food and running around all day till you can't feel your legs when you get into bed that night. But I think having our own definition of camping, that's something that's so unique to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to share with you. And I mean, to our listeners, challenge you to see if you have camping experience, can you come up with your definition of camping? And maybe send it to us if you can. But AJ and Andrew, I do want you guys to see if you can expand a little.
Expand a little. Okay. It's going to be, I mean, like, for me, it's always kind of about the fire because, you know, I just like staring into it, you know, feeling the warmth mm-hmm. and all that. But it's probably other stuff to it, you know, like the long, like the days seem longer when you're on a camping trip for some reason. And like,
for sure.
And everything just feels different. Like when you really just get into like the camping zone, really the camping mood, it just everything's different. Like, you know, you feel different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when the day's done, you're like, I'm done. I'm drained. Like if I was at my house, I'd be still up, but
right
here I am going to bed.
Nothing can drain you better than a good day at camp.
Yeah.
AJ, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the definition for 1 second.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we kind of said, like, we can't really describe it, or Andrew, it's about campfires. And I think, like, the definition, like, it's an accurate definition, you could say.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
That's one part of camping. And the thing is, that's so special about camping for all of us and for everyone else is that no definition is wrong. And so that's what's so cool is that you get to make your own definition. You get to make camping personalized, make it your own, and just do what you want to do with camping.
I got to say, I like what you said. However, if your definition of camping resembles the definition of glamping, it's wrong, okay? If you have running water and electricity and heating and you've got accessibility to your Netflix, whoa. You're not camping. Whoa, whoa. We can hash it out. Don't worry. I will stand strong by my decision to say glamping is not camping.
If you're glamping and then there's a fire, it's camping to me. It's camping to me if there's a fire.
Oh, my God.
I mean, okay. When we go to summer right. camp, there's running water and electricity. So,
yeah. But it's summer camp is different from a camping trip, okay?
Yeah,
it's also a week long, so.
And right. You have to bring mosquito netting so you don't get eaten alive, but.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think one of my favorite things to see in camping is that sense of community that we have as a troop. Because most of the camping trips I go on are with the troop, and I think that's the same for you guys. But that sense of community, I oftentimes as so I'm the senior patrol leader in our troop. So oftentimes I'll be kind of standing on the outside and I'll just like look in to see everybody working harmoniously or see guys collaborating on something. And it really just fills me up to see that people of all ages are kind of hustling and bustling and getting things done and working together and just having a good time at this site. And so that's one of my favorite things to see in camping trips beside the generic, you know, that 2 day long game of Risk that we always like to play, and, or Monopoly. And I'm just screaming at everybody cause you know, someone sold Atlantic Avenue for the wrong price, you know, I mean, whatever it may be. So AJ, what is one of your favorite things to see on camping trips?
To me, I'd say my favorite thing to see is people working together, and it's also so rewarding when you see like maybe a younger scout and they're doing something that you taught them, and you can see like maybe you had a nice impact or a small impact on their life in some way.
Right.
And just like me as being one of the older scouts in the troop and having been in a past leadership role, I'd like to think that I have made a difference and that I've helped these people
in
our community.
Oh, and then Samantha, I'm next, obviously.
Yep. Let's hear it, Andrew.
For me, you know, it's always about the campfire with me, you know. To see like everyone like the site or like everyone who showed up to the camping trip, you know, around the campfire, you know, chatting, mm-hmm. talking about stuff and, you know, all around just having a great time.
And, yeah, because... Sorry.
You can go.
Keep going. No, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I like that you mentioned the campfire because it's one of the only times that we get to see everybody in one place enjoying each other's presence.
It's also just so peaceful as well. Just like you're all sitting around the campfire. There's minimal distractions.
Yeah, one of my favorite instances is when it's like silence. Like nobody's saying anything. We're all just kind of like looking into the fire and you hear the little crackles. And it's just the most amazing feeling with the warmth. Whether it's a hot summer night or a cold winter day, that fire brings everyone together no matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah, and it's just like this thing in the middle of our campsite and everyone just flocks to the campfire. It's just, there's just something about it that
There's hardly ever an invite you to either.
You talk around the campfire. You do everything. You do almost everything around the campfire.
Yeah, I mean, we never have like a set campfire time. If someone makes a fire, somehow everybody's slowly drawn to it until we've pretty much dropped what we're doing, and we're all sitting around the fire. I mean, I remember a time where there was a campfire going, and there were three guys cooking dinner, and they slowly came to the campfire and just completely forgot about dinner until I reminded them. I don't remember what trip that was, but
probably was a cold one.
Yeah, it probably was a cold one because they were freezing their butts off at the propane stoves that provide little to no heat.
All right, yeah, I have a question for Andrew. So we kind of talked about like our favorite camping experiences. What's your second favorite other than fire?
Oh, second favorite. Oh man, I would probably say, play Manhunt. Honestly, like
it's
the night, you know, ducking in deep, running through the trees, running through brush, getting yourself all scraped up on thorn bushes. And then just lying down on the ground. Hopefully they don't see you.
I remember.
Well, Andrew, you only wear camo, so no one's ever going to see you.
That's true. You also resemble a bear, so it's hard to come close to you because we don't know what that is in the middle of the woods, shaking all the leaves. I remember we were up at Knobscot Reservation once, and it was pitch black. We were playing Capture the Flag, but it was like Manhunt style too. And there were these guys chasing us. There was another troop there, right? I don't know if you guys remember this, but we were playing with the other troop. Andrew, you were there?
I was there.
Yeah. Oh, is that when we used the blue water?
We used the blue big water bins. Yep. And so I was getting chased down by this guy. Or at least I thought I was, but I was running. That's what I remember, is I was running. And it's pitch black. You can't see anything. So you're really just going based on your senses and what you hear. And, I got clotheslined by a tree branch. Absolutely. I was sprinting full speed on the side of a hill. And this tree branch stuck out. I didn't see it. I flipped. I, like, did a little flip in the air. Got completely clotheslined. It was, like, straight out of, I don't know, Tom and Jerry or, like, Looney Tunes or something, but I still have a scar on my neck, and boy, I mean, that was it. Like, yeah, like Andrew said, getting roughed up, you know, and then coming back to the cabin with your battle scars is such a rewarding feeling, and then, you know, washing down all the pain with a little bit of bug juice.
Yeah. I always wonder how bug juice got its name, because the secret for those listening is it's not actually bug juice.
Yeah, right.
It's just Kool-Aid mix.
It's yeah, but it's like two times the actual proportion.
Yes, it is very sugary.
Bug juice as a baseline, bug juice is never the correct proportion. It's either way too much water or way too much powder. That's how we make it. Always.
See, you just take a spoonful and a drop of water, Kool-Aid powder, and you're good.
AJ, yeah. I think it got its name because bugs, like sugary things, and they're attracted to them. So
yeah, maybe
they usually fly into it or like get stuck in it. So they kind of get they become part of the sauce. That's the aroma of the juice.
Yeah,
the
final touch. Yep.
That makes sense. That was a surprisingly good definition from Andrew right there.
Yeah, bug juice always keeps us going.
Yeah. Except, just a tip, don't have a giant water bottle full of bug juice when you go on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from experience myself and plenty other people, not a very good idea.
Here's another tip. Bring more than one pair of socks.
Oh, yeah. We've definitely got plenty of tips for you guys. But I think I want to wrap up this segment with our definitions camping by just kind of reinstating that. For right now, for first-time campers or for people who don't get to spend as much time as they would like to out in the wilderness or out in nature, your definition of camping may be this dictionary definition. Sorry. But what's going to happen over time is your definitions are going to start to sound a little like ours when you go camping with new people, when you go camping to new places. You're going to have new experiences every time. There's going to be something that sticks out from every trip. One of my trips, I remember burnt grilled cheese. Another trip, I remember screwing around with a walkie-talkie. And I know AJ remembers that as well.
Yeah.
But there's so much that camping is so much more than just living in a tent for the weekend. It's all about that sense of community that I mentioned, the campfire that Andrew just loves so much. and that value of kind of helping other people and being with other people that AJ also mentioned. So, we challenge you, kind of broaden your definition of camping.
Yeah. Just go out, make that definition your own and do what you want with camping. So now we're going to move on to the next segment, which is the best segment, which is probably your favorite segment, where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Let's go.
Hey guys, it's me, Andrew. Today's hot take is going to be games, board games and physical games. So we'll start with board games. Aditya, what do you think is the best board game on a camping trip?
My favorite camping board game is and will always be Risk. We play it so often, whether we're at the week-long summer camp or just cabin trips. When we're going tent camping, we don't tend to play board games often. So that's, you'll hear us talk about physical games. But I love playing Risk because we typically play with six people, but somehow everybody has their own military advisor, like financial manager, weapons distributor. Like, it's just insane how intricate this game gets and the lengths people will go to just to be part of the game, because we'll have 20 people huddled around this one little Risk board. And it's just kind of like lifts up the mood so much to have everybody there. And I mean, I'm constantly mentioning things that I've talked about previously, but that feeling of community and everybody together is an amazing feeling. The other thing I like about Risk is it's we play it under some pretty compromising circumstances. I mean, we've played when it's pouring rain out and we've played without any light. Most of the games we play, whenever we play Risk, most of the times it's we've got one flashlight on either end of the board, and that's the only light we have. And it's very minimal, and it's kind of annoying, and there's a bunch of bugs everywhere, but it's always a good time playing Risk. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, AJ, what's your favorite board game?
So I'm going to take this in a kind of different direction. My favorite game, it's not necessarily a board game. It's a card game. We play this game more than we play Risk. We play it every camping trip, cabin, not cabin, summer camp, wherever. We play this game. And this card game is called Capitalism. And our troop, like, we play capitalism all the time. We've been known to get up at like 6 in the morning, play some capitalism, get yelled at for being too loud because people are trying to sleep.
Yeah.
It's just a good time we have for playing capitalism. If you're good at capitalism, you can be in the top of the social hierarchy in our troop.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a good time. I'd recommend you guys playing it.
Yeah, I mean, with capitalism, all you need is a deck of cards. So with our troop, we're famous with cards. I mean, summer camp, we would bring cards everywhere. Somebody would always have a deck of cards on them at once. So yeah, I mean, capitalism is definitely a good choice.
For me, my favorite board game would probably be Slap, or whatever it's also known as. I don't know. Like, what do you guys call it, too? Like, the Egyptian Rat
Screw? Egyptian Rat Screw. Egyptian Rat Slap. There's a gazillion different names
for it. Blackjack, I think, is another name.
No, that's different.
Isn't that or like, Slapjack?
That's a different card game altogether.
Oh, okay. But,
yeah.
Well, anyways, it's a game about reflexes, pretty much. Either you... Reflexes and luck. That's all the game is about. that's all you got. And that's why it's just so fun to play, because there's some skill and there's a little bit of luck that just keeps you in. And I think that's why I really like it. And also because it's really simple to play, you know. There's a stack of doubles you slap on and you get the card. You may not get the card, you know. It's just I just really enjoy it because there's the rush of speed. There isn't like a big long thinking game over the risk over there.
That's fair. I mean, I like your choices because they're quick, they're super low maintenance. Risk is like a sit down game and you got to think things out. And but I mean, like, you're making the one thing I really like about Risk is the alliance part of it. Those like under the table alliances where like I'll be an ally with AJ, for example, but then AJ will be an ally with Andrew, who's actually my sworn enemy because he wants the same things I want. And it's just like so much like open alliances and secret alliances. And it just makes the game so much more riveting and so much more.
Aditya, when I'm talking about Risk, are we talking about like the game in general? Or there's a Risk type games also. It's like, such as like Axis and Allies and,
I'm talking specifically about Risk, and that's what I've been talking about, but I remember playing Axis and Allies, and that was a fun game. I haven't played that in a while, though.
So you'd probably be more familiar with playing Risk over...
Yeah, for sure.
...strategy board games.
Okay. Yeah, I think we played one game, I think it's called like World War One or something, and there was a bunch of like flags and money, and that was a really fun game. I don't remember exactly what the game was called, but it was really intricate. But yeah, I like strategic games. I like games that require you to think. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love card games. I play cards all the time.
What's that other board game that someone always brings? It's like Rebellion or something.
Oh yeah, with the where you like someone lies about who they are.
Yeah, there's like spies and they try to fail the missions.
And yeah.
Secret Hitler?
No.
Like it's like
Hitler, it's like it's like that, but it's like a board game. It's like Rebellion or something.
I feel like that is Axis and Allies.
No, it's different. But anyways, we play if somebody brings that game, we will make sure we play it. And because there's only a certain amount of people, everyone gets so into it as well. And it's just the first time someone brought it.
Is it called Spy? Is it just Spy?
No.
No. But basically how it is there's a spy team and they try to be the spies.
The Resistance.
Yeah, it's called Resistance. The Resistance.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so there is like people trying to pass something. And there are these spies that try to fail it. And if it doesn't pass, the spies win. If it does, the Resistance wins. And the first time we were playing it, we were having a good time. We kind of figured out who the spies were, who they were not. And we thought we had the best group of people. We were about to win. And then we lose. Because Andrew was on our team. I played the wrong card on purpose just to mess with us.
Yes.
Oh my god. And
I'll never forget Andrew for that.
Yep. It was a good laugh, though.
Yeah, I do like Resistance. I mean, if you guys haven't played it, Secret Hitler is a really fun game, despite the title and the historical connotation. It's you've got two teams. You got the fascists and you've got the liberals, and you're trying to pass policies. Every time the fascists pass a policy, their power grows, so they have the option to, like, but nobody knows what side you're on. You have to, each player basically wants to do what's best for their team. However, if you're a fascist, you also don't want to give away that you're a fascist, because that's the you're the people that that the liberals want to get rid of. So it's pretty similar to Resistance in that way. So if you played Resistance, you might know Secret Hitler. If you played Secret Hitler, you might know Resistance.
Yeah,
so pretty much the whole vibe in our troop is just we're pretty competitive when it comes to anything.
Oh, for sure.
It doesn't really matter what game. We're all in playing it just to win.
Yeah, we're competitive within our own troop. We're competitive within other troops.
So I think we neatly wrapped up our board games, best kind of board games for camping, unless we have any final saves.
No, I think we're good to move on.
Okay. So then there's also the best kind of physical games, you know, like Manhunt, Capture the Flag, and I don't know, something else.
I've never heard of something else game before. Can you explain it?
Game, you know.
I think my favorite is probably Capture the Flag, but we always combine the two, so it's like a hybrid of both. And I don't know, it's just super fun for me to be running around in the middle of the woods when it's pitch black, feel that adrenaline rush. So really, any game. I love physical games. I love to run around. I love getting clotheslined, as I said earlier. Like, that was just such a pleasant experience.
Oh, jeez. All right. What about you, AJ?
So, I'm very biased on my answer, but that's just my opinion. I would get heckled if I said anything different. My favorite camp game is playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Just
throwing a plastic disc with your boys. Can't get better than that.
Not the roller guts thing or whatever.
No, we can talk about that later, but that is a very dangerous game. I would not recommend playing it. But we'll just stick to, you know, maybe tossing the disc on the trail. Or actually, if we find a nice field, we'll play a game.
Yeah.
My first camping trip ever, we found this giant field, and we just played a nice game of Ultimate. It's always a good time, and it's exercise as well.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. Like, Frisbees
was playing Ultimate on that trip. The reason why you play Ultimate today?
Honestly, I think that was the first time I was really introduced to Ultimate, because the kids in our troop played for their high school team, and you know, that's pretty much how I found out about Ultimate. So, yeah, that might have been cool. It might be why I play Ultimate now.
That's awesome.
You know, for me, my favorite physical game is sitting down next to the fire.
That's one hell of a game.
No, I'm just joking. I have to say Manhunt as well.
Nice.
Because, I don't know, I just love it. Because I love it when it's dark and you slip down a ditch and the people who are chasing after you run by. It's just amazing feeling.
Yeah.
Like, not being spotted because you're just, like, dead on the ground, just not moving a single inch.
And I think one of the best things about Capture the Flag is coming back home or coming back to the site victorious with your battle scars, but you're also, you can't even like walk another step, and you just need to get into your sleeping bag or get into a chair and sit by the fire for the rest of the night.
The Capture the Flag and the Manhunt, it's all about the adrenaline rush.
Exactly.
And feeling that, it just pumps you up. Nothing like it.
Nothing like a good run.
Nothing like a good run. Yep.
Yeah. What else? Is there any other games we usually play physically? I mean, in our recent days, we haven't done much.
Right.
We had a really bad camping year in 2019 to 2020 because we had the Triple E outbreak with the mosquitoes. Oh, yeah. We weren't able to camp then, and then now with coronavirus, Yeah, we've only had like 3 camping trips this year, so
yeah,
it's been tough, but we still make it work.
Yeah, during the Triple E, we tried to go to, I think we went to a rock gym.
Yeah.
To just kind of spend time with the troop, because above all, camping is a time for all of us to get together and be disconnected from everything else. So we do our best to kind of stay together. We play games, we do activities, we'll have advancement sessions, because at the end of the day, we're still scouts. But this podcast is us trying to kind of share our experiences, not only in scouts, but in the wilderness with all of you.
Yeah, you brought up a good thing about the rock climbing. Mm-hmm. Like, even at work, we go to a gym like maybe like once a year or every other year, but even when we go out like on a hike or something, I got my bag of rock climbing chalk in my day pack. Mm-hmm. And if we just, I mean, I rarely use it, but we go out and we are hiking and there's this giant rock thing or a couple of small rock things. We're all over it. We're climbing it, trying to get to the top. Maybe for sure. If there's a giant rock, we'll run to see who can get to the top. And, you know, we just...
I'm the certified ways. Billy Goat of the troop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We find ways to just have fun and just make stuff up, maybe have a competition or two.
Yeah, it's not always, sometimes it's not always a game necessary, but it's always something like a goal that is created out there that we end up doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's never an incentive to win. We're all just naturally competitive. We're all naturally, we're like brothers of the troop, and we're always just fighting to come out on top, despite the fact that there's nothing waiting for us there except a good night's sleep.
Yep. All right. Do you think these games could apply outside of scouts and more into just like regular camping?
Yeah, I mean,
even your most hated idea, glamping.
Haha. I mean, yes. Okay. Even if you're glamping, you guys can play games. I mean, board games, card games. As long as you have enough people, games like Manhunt can easily and quickly turn into tag if you don't have the right number of people.
Or in the right area.
You know. Or in the right area. Yeah, if you're playing in an open field, that's not Manhunt, that's tag. If you're playing in a dense forest with rapid elevation changes, that's Manhunt. So, yeah.
And then board games are just board games. You can play them anywhere.
Exactly. So long as you have a flat surface to put the board on.
Or you can use your lap.
Yeah.
I've done that too many times.
I wouldn't play Risk on your lap because there's just so many different pieces.
Yeah, well, we play a Risk on a plastic folding table.
Yeah.
And it's very dangerous for someone to just not hit the table just slightly.
Oh, yeah.
Pieces go everywhere. Yeah. Lean on it, and the pieces get stuck to their arm.
No, yeah, for sure.
All right. I think that's everything, unless we want to say something more.
Yeah. You know, it appears that Andrew didn't chop enough wood today, and our fire is dying down for the night. So hopefully we will see you guys for our next adventure on Tales of the Trails. Don't forget to follow us where you listen to your podcasts, and we will see you next time. Peace.
Peace out, guys.